My name is Michelle O'Boone. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 9th of October 2009, and the time is now 11:29 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're from?
I'm Rachel Parker. I'm 17, and I'm from Dunbar in East Lothian.
How are you feeling?
Very nervous.
What are you nervous about in particular?
What I'm going to do when I get onto the plinth.
Can you describe what you're wearing for me?
I'm a Smurfette.
Can you describe your outfit?
Blonde wig, sunflower, a white cap and white dress, blue tights on my arms.
When did you come down from Scotland?
This morning. We got the bus at 11 o'clock from Edinburgh and got into Victoria Street at 8:45 tonight.
Who have you brought along with you?
My dad.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
There was an article on the news, just on the local news, talking about the Angel of the North and Anthony Gormley. And it just said that if you wanted to enter, go onto the website and put your email address in. So that's what I did.
Did anybody else from your family apply?
No.
What was it that made you want to take part, do you think?
Well, I didn't think I'd get picked, but it's just a fun thing to do.
Why is that, do you think? What's fun about it, in your view?
It's something that not many other people will get to do. It's something to talk about.
What did your friends say when you told them what you were going to do?
They all just laughed at me. I thought it was quite crazy.
Would that be out of character for you?
A little bit, yeah. Because I'm not normally that confident, and I'm quite quiet.
Is that how you described yourself in your profile?
No. I think I put hyper, enthusiastic, and excited, I think.
Are you excited about going on the plinth?
Yeah, I'm excited about it, but I'm really nervous about what I'm going to do. I'll be excited once I've done it and I can say that I've done it.
When did you find out that you had a place on the plinth?
Like a few weeks ago, I was up at my aunt's. I can't remember why I was there. But I was staying up at my aunt's in Aberdeen, and it was the day I was coming home, and I just went on to check my Facebook, and then there was an email, and I was just like just about to delete it, thinking it was the same as the other ones, and then it said congratulations. I was just like, oh.
How did you feel when you read it?
Really excited, because I'd kind of given up on getting picked, because I'd entered before the first people got picked, and so I'd had quite a few emails saying, sorry, you've not been chosen this time, and then I'd kind of forgotten about it, and then it was there.
Did you have lots of different ideas about how you might spend your time up there, or did you know straight away what you wanted to do?
No, I didn't really have a clue what I was going to do. That's the first thing that everyone asked me, and then came up with the idea of dressing as a Smurf.
Where do you think the idea came from?
I dressed as a Smurf in the summer holidays for a fancy dinner. It was an 80s themed fancy dress dinner at Teen Ranch. So yeah.
Where?
Teen Ranch. It's a Christian activity camp.
Tell me more about that.
It's a Christian activity camp in Perth, and you do all sorts of things, like you go horse riding every day, and you also do like kayaking and rifles and mountain bikes and stuff.
And how long have you been going there?
I think that was the fourth or fifth time that I'd been. Because I've been to a couple of October ones, and I think I've been to three summer ones.
And was this a summer one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long do you spend there?
You go for a week.
Do you meet the same people when you go back every year or not?
Well, we organised, like me and my sister organised to go with people that we've been with before because we're friends with them now, but it's different people each time because it's just open to whoever wants to go.
So how many people roughly would go, do you think?
I think it can be up to about 60 campers.
And do parents come or not?
No. They come for the, in the summer they can come for the last day for the gymkhana and the barbecue.
So how long have you been riding?
I got riding lessons as a birthday present when I was in P7, and I've just been riding on and off since then.
Whereabouts do you ride?
I used to ride at Appin, but more recently I've been riding at White Sands Equestrian Centre.
Was this your first gymkhana that you were talking about?
No, because they do one each summer, so that was the third one that I'd done, but they just changed the races, so it was still new.
What did your family say when you told them what you were going to do? Were they surprised?
Yeah. My aunt was really surprised when I told her, and she was just like really excited and started looking at flights straight away. And then I phoned my mum and she got really excited, and my dad was really excited. And then everyone was really excited about it, and then it kind of died down, and then it was kind of like they realised that I was actually still going to do it, and it was just kind of not sure if I would go through with it. And then they got really excited once like the bus was booked and stuff.
Where's your mum tonight?
At home with my sister.
What would you be doing if you weren't here?
I'd probably be on MSN or Facebook talking to my friends.
Is that how you like to spend your time when you're not studying?
Yeah. Even when I'm supposed to be studying, I think.
What are you studying at the moment?
Advanced chemistry, biology, and maths, and higher English.
Where are you studying?
North Berwick High School.
What are you hoping to do once you finish?
Either go on to study marine biology at St Andrews or forensic and analytical chemistry at Strathclyde.
Can you tell me more about that? What is analytical chemistry? What does it involve?
It's
sounds
just
good.
It's like working things out from like different, like solving problems.
How do you feel being dressed like that?
It's quite good because then people don't know who I am. Because at the fancy dress dinner, there's like Bob, the person that runs it, well, owns it. He'd seen me at the dinner and he came over and spoke to me. And then afterwards, when we have a meeting, he was like asking who was Smurfette, because he hadn't actually worked out that it was me. So it's quite good.
Do you like the idea that you're a bit anonymous?
Yeah.
Does it help?
It makes it a bit less scary, but then my friends still know that it's me anyway, so yeah.
So how are you going to spend your time up then? Are you going to be talking to people, or are you just going to be sitting?
I'd like to talk to people, but I don't know if that will work. Like, I don't know if I'll actually manage to speak to them, but I've got a book to read, and my friends also wanted me to bring Jenga, so I could either play Jenga or read a book.
What are you reading?
Brick Lane by Monica Alley.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What's important to you, would you say?
As in?
At the moment, in your life, what's important to you?
Have good friends, to do well.
And And your friend's going to be watching you tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, some of my friends are staying up to watch it. And some of them are just watching in the morning.
When was the last time you were in London? Have you been before?
I've been once with my aunt and my sister, but I can't really remember when it was. It was like a couple of years ago. It was a Christmas present, because that was the first time we'd ever been on a plane, I think. I'm not sure.
What was it like being on a plane for the first time?
It was quite strange. It was like the landing and taking off was not very fun. It wasn't too bad because I've been on more planes since, and it was quite a nice journey, the first one.
What was it about taking off and landing that you didn't like? You said it wasn't much fun.
It was just really strange, and it wasn't really something that I'd done before. It was just.
And where have you flown since?
Barcelona, Italy, and Florida.
When did you go to Florida?
In the summer holidays. I think it was 2 years ago.
When did you like it?
Yeah, it was good fun.
What did you do?
Disneyland. Yeah. Went to Disneyland and Busch Gardens and Discovery Cove and swam with dolphins. We swam with manatees in the wild.
Swam with?
Manatees in the wild. They're like big grey blobs that float about. But they're really friendly. But they just look like big rocks. But huge big rocks.
And what was the best part about
them? About the manatees or about Florida? When we went to Busch Gardens, and me and my aunt went on Shikra, which was I think it's the tallest roller coaster, like tallest vertical drop. It was very scary. Yeah.
Do you like doing scary things?
No. It's good once you've done them, but I was quite terrified, yeah.
How do you think you'll feel when you've done this?
I'll be really pleased with myself, and I'll probably be more excited about it once I've done it. And yeah, once I know what I've done, because I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go up on the plinth?
I don't know.
I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.